Fifi, Bev and Byron are passionate about putting together an entertaining catch-up. If you're passionate about a career in health, Chisholm offers job-ready education and training in nursing, aged care and disability services. Register for an open night. chisholm.edu.au. This is TAFE. This is Chisholm.
Fifi, not well today, Fev, but wow. What a replacement.
Yes, wow. I'm a little bit speechless. It's just so beautiful. So beautiful. She's walked in and we do have a lot of males in the room and all their chins are dropped. And have a look at Schnooksy. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Alex Welcome. Favola, the future wife, the ex-wife, the fiancé and everything in between.
So weird. She's a lucky girl.
Quite complicated.
It is complicated. It's very complicated. Introduction.
Yeah, glad you're here though. This is great.
Feeling for having me.
It's like having a mate in the studio, at least for the rest of us. For Fev, it's obviously more than a mate.
Yes, exactly. More than a mate. More than a mate, Byron. Now, Schnooksy, we're about to talk about a topic that has nothing to do with you. It's about, Byron saw this article about people getting more beautiful with age, and you've been beautiful since you were born, so
correct.
You don't need any of this little gear, but this is very similar to something like me.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to love this study, guys. So scientists from Boston University School of Medicine, so it's legitimate, they have compared celebrities, why they're doing this I'm not sure, who were listed in People magazine's World's Most Beautiful list. So they looked at the 1990 list, right? The average age in 1990 of the world's most beautiful people, 33.2.
Yes.
Okay. They've then, these professors who are just skimming through People magazine and just with a calculator, that's all they're doing. 2017, they've looked at the average age. It's 38.9.
That is just fantastic news.
The conclusion being we are getting more beautiful as we get older. You are hotter at 39 now than you were at 33.
Well, you 40-year-olds, you'd love that stuff.
Well, go easy. We don't necessarily have to discuss ages out loud.
No. But I do agree with this, and I think that it is definitely, in your case, Brennan, you have got better with age.
Oh, thank
because
you.
Some of those
like
photos,
a nice bottle of Grange.
Yes, you have. You've matured very well. And I do agree with that. I think even in myself, I think it's about feeling more confident in your skin too. Mm. I think that as you get older, you do develop more confidence. You're more comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
Brennan,
he's never had issues with confidence.
No, that was never the issue. But
do you find that Al that you say you feel more confident because you don't care what other people think because you're obviously getting older and you're like, well, this is my life. This is how I want to look and I feel more confident? Or do you think...
I think so. And I
or do you look in the mirror and go, oh, I'm on.
No, you would.
Well,
yes, you are the only person I know that does actually do that. Guys, I mean, he really does.
No,
he struts past without his top on and he goes, I am on. And I'm like, drugs.
Yeah, correct. Well, at the moment, he's on a concoction of all sorts of drugs that he shouldn't even be on the air. Why don't we do this? Well, let's take some calls. And in a way, it's asking you to sort of brag a bit, but who cares? It's just swagger, isn't it? 13 10 60, have you blossomed? Are you hotter now than you've ever been? Give us a call and let us know. And it might be that you're in your late 30s, 40s, 50s, and you've just never felt more on.
Yes, and as Schnooksy said, I'm obviously getting better with age.
Yeah.
And the study was 38.9. I've still got a lot of work
to get
for that.
I'm in the
grape, right at the grape moment.
Yeah, there's a lot of upside.
I'm picking grapes. I haven't even been squashed yet.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
And I reckon Niall Horan's right in the wheelhouse of your topic here, Byron. He, you know, when he first graced the stage of X Factor, you know, little kid.
Awkward.
Now he's just really grown into a little spunk.
Oh, he's blossomed.
Just as he gets older.
Look, this is a great study. Alex Avola is here filling in for Fifi, and we're glad Alex is here as well. She also loves this study. Here it is. World's Most Beautiful list. 1990, the average age, 33. But now the average age of the World's Most Beautiful list in People magazine has gone way up, 39. So you're at your hottest when you're around about the 40 mark.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Totally agree.
Well, you guys would know because you've passed that.
Well, no. Well, just, okay.
Whoa,
interesting.
Whoa, whoa.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm only 36. But Renee from Endeavour Hills.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
So I do believe that I have gotten better with age, and I'm not ashamed to admit this because, you know, everyone's allowed to, but from the ages of 16 and under, I was told that I looked like a boy, basically.
Aww.
I had short back and sides, my hair was really short, I had really dark circles, never wore makeup, never wore dresses, and I had really, really buck teeth. I hit puberty quite late compared to a lot of my friends. It wasn't until I was 16 when things started to grow and I got a bit bigger. It wasn't until I was 18 when I started to grow my hair out. I did get a little porky between the ages of 21 to 24.
How old are you now, Renee?
28.
I started to get a little bit porky from about 30 to now. So what have you changed about yourself, Renee?
Pardon?
What have you changed?
So I've changed my hairstyle. My hair's long. It's just below my shoulders. I fix my teeth. My teeth are no longer crooked.
And most of all, you obviously feel so much better about yourself, Renee.
Yeah, she does. And look, she's 28, and look, it's a choice. I mean, obviously, you make those choices, so there's personal choices that she's made. But she's at 28, but according to this study, there's a lot of upside for Renee. You're going to look amazing in 12 years.
Well, I hope so. And I don't mean for this to sound bad, but I do hope I continue to have my dad's genes, because my mum, she's gorgeous, don't get me wrong, but... Yeah.
Okay, that's hurtful, and you should not have said that. So we'll move on. Thank you, Renee.
Yes, Liz from Berwick. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's actually Liv, L-I-V. That's okay?
That's all right.
That's our little niece's name.
It is. An assistant producer that will be fired, no problem.
Don't worry, it's a work experience guy. He's okay. Sorry.
No, not a problem at all. That's fine. How are you guys? All well?
We're good. Are you like a fine bottle of wine?
Oh, bless your heart. Cut long story short, within 3.5 years, I have lost 80 kilos.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
Just explain to someone who is carrying a few extra kgs around his midriff, how did you do that?
All right, guys. Look, I don't want to give a soft story, but cut long story short, I left a domestic violent marriage. The children, I were homeless. Obviously, stress came into it. And, you know, two options in life. You either get bitter or you get better.
Good on
and,
you.
Well you know, done. And you know what? Look, I come from an old school European family and my parents are a bit set in their ways. And I just got myself a full sleeve tattoo arm. And my mum said to me, Olivia, how do you think you're going to look when you're older? I said, I'm going to look like a badass.
Yeah! I'm going to look smoking hot.
Liv, you are kicking goals. Congratulations.
Amazing.
Yes, well done, Liv.
You're a bloody legend.
I like this. I mean, guys, as you've seen with Fev, they can certainly blossom at a later age. And Paul, who's in his mid-40s, has never looked hotter.
Paul.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're good. Oh, geez, you sound confident.
Just like you, Phoebe. Yeah, I'm 46 and I'm on, mate.
Can you describe yourself?
How hot are you? Like, how on are you right now? And list all the reasons why.
Oh, look, it's probably a combination of having Italian genes.
Yeah,
guilty.
The olive skin, the forehead of hair, the thick greys that are coming through. Oh, I do go to the gym quite often.
What do you lift, bro? How much?
What do I lift? No, I'm not one of those ones, mate. I just into the fitness side of things.
Are you one of those guys that goes to the gym with a drink bottle, puts the oil on his arms, and just walks around and doesn't do anything?
No, mate.
And takes photos.
No, that was you in your heyday, mate.
Well, there we go.
Mate, that's me at home.
7:02 on the Fox. But look, 46 at his peak, and I think this is a positive for everyone listening who's around that kind of area.
Yeah,
good stuff.
You guys.
Okay, 7:19.
Fifi, Fev, and Byron.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
Now, usually it's a story from Brendan Favola. We've got Alex Favola in here, just hanging out, really just filling in for Fifi Box, who's sick. Get well soon, Fifi. She'll be back Monday. This is interesting. It's a Favola story. So, technically, why couldn't Alex tell one?
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea, Byron. And I just thought... it'd be a good opportunity because I get on here and I tell stories and I always put Alex, you know, I throw under the bus and I say, talk about the kids and talk about our holidays.
And gives the wrong facts very often.
Gives the wrong facts.
You often then give him the feedback that he got the story wrong.
Oh, I do.
Yeah,
yes.
I get some air checks, but I just thought it'd be a great opportunity for Al to talk about because she's obviously very successful in runway rooms and she's got now 5 up and around Melbourne. And I just thought it'd be great for you to talk about how you started them because it was from... my misfortune that you started
that. Yes, that's right. So, I started Runway Room probably 5.5 years ago now. And I guess it was born out of necessity because we had been through a really, really tough time, and we'd lost everything that we had, which is a very familiar story. I'm sure a lot of people know, but I don't think people realise, you know, Brennan sort of will sift through it and say, you know, oh, and so she went back to Melbourne. But what actually happened was we were at a point where we literally had no money left. Mm. So
because I had gambled.
Yes, because he gambled to a point where all the money that was then owed to him was also already owed. So I had nowhere to live. Like, I could not afford to stay in the house, and I couldn't afford rent because I just had a baby. So this was, Lulu had just been born. So I moved back to my mum's house, which was a very little modest house, gorgeous little place, but very small.
Yeah.
And I had to stay there until I could get back on my feet. So,
and that's with three girls.
Yes, yep. That's with the three girls. And yep. Brendan was still
two
in Brisbane.
Bedroom?
Yeah, and Brendan was still in Brisbane at this time. So he was living with a mate. He'd moved into one of the other players' houses, and he was in a really bad place as well. But I guess that is what gave me the motivation and the drive to want to, I guess, not be beholden to anybody else and to not let that happen again. So I decided to start my own business, and I was very, very lucky and very fortunate to do Dancing with the Stars, which is a real bone of contention in our household.
We know why.
So yeah. Much better than Brennan.
Yes, correct.
And then that sort of gave me my start financially to start Runway Room. And I guess it was born out of necessity, but also passion that I'd always had the idea for Runway Room. I'd always wanted the whole, you know, one-stop shop. The concept had been there for a long time, and it's what I'd always done. I'd always been a makeup artist. And so the drive was probably born out of necessity, but the passion was there. And I think that's what's been able to make it such a wonderful and amazing journey.
6 years later,
mm-hmm.
You're flying. Business is going really well, and that all started from you wanting to do it yourself and not relying on me or not relying on anyone else.
Yeah, and having to, I guess.
And
you thought,
I need to look after my three kids because there's no one else looking after us.
Yeah.
And you did that off your own bat.
But I will say that a fair way into the journey, Brendan has been an amazing support. So him coming back to Melbourne, Lulu was
waiting for that.
It took about 4.5 minutes.
I'm like, oh my God.
Well, you weren't being portrayed well for the first four.
No,
that was my own fault.
No, yeah. I know.
Truth hurts. But he did. Once he came back to Melbourne and got back on his feet, he was wonderful because he was a stay-at-home dad. So it allowed me to throw myself fully into Runway Room and really give it everything. And I just don't think I could have done that if I didn't have a stay-at-home father because, you know, childcare, although it's great when the kids are very little, it's not always a great option full time. So we were very lucky, and we had a lot of help from both my mum and Brendan's mum as well. So
well done, Schnooksy.
You're amazing.
You're an amazing person. And usually at the end of this segment, I go, and that was.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
And here you are on your ex-husband, soon-to-be future husband, fiancé's radio show, telling stories about him happily, all as one big happy family.
Who would have thought?
She nailed that. I might not have a job after this.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Alex Favola sitting in for Fife. Get
good
well,
morning.
Fife. Yeah, it's great to have Alex in, Fev's future wife, current fiancé, former ex-wife,
yep.
And that's not complicated at all. Anyway, it's 7:44. Fife, get well soon. She should be back on deck Monday. We had a mask-wearing maniac radio station, somehow managed to slip security earlier, and then dropped off a bizarre cake that simply read, Happy Death Day. I mean, it was horrific for everyone. It ended up being a thinly veiled promotion for a film called Death Day, which apparently is out today.
Yeah, and I'm assuming it's coming out today, Byron, because I'm not sure if you know, Schnooksy, Alex and Byron, it's Friday the 13th.
That's creepy.
That is creepy.
Just your date on the calendar is what it is. But
no, it's creepy, because okay. Whenever I think Friday the 13th, I think Freddy Krueger. And I remember when I was a little boy going through puberty that I was petrified of Friday the 13th.
What do you mean was? You still are. He still sleeps with the television
going through puberty?
On, Byron.
Sorry, say that last bit again. Don't talk over when she's bagging you.
I thought you were talking about puberty.
No. I'm like, still going through puberty.
I passed that for
another long. What does he still do?
He still sleeps with the television on every night, and it's infuriating because he's scared of the dark and the quiet. He's scared of it. So we have to have the television blaring, not just but blaring.
Can you fade her?
I love that Alex is here. How much longer? Can we do the show till 10?
Why would you say that?
Oh, this is great. So Fev's pretty easily scared, Al.
He is. He's a big scaredy cat. Okay. Like, if there is a noise downstairs, he's like, I'm not going.
No. No way.
Well, at least you're looking after the family.
And peek behind the curtain. Every house we've had, the room, Alex sleeps closer to the door. There you are. And yes. I sleep on the other side.
Wow.
Just in case Freddy Krueger gets me first.
Someone comes in, she's gone first.
So it would be really inappropriate and mean right now, Al, if we opened the phones and said, give us a call with a really scary story and try and creep out Feb.
Spook him out. Yeah.
131060. See if you can creep me out.
That'd be hard.
Well, they try to do that here. Remember we went to Toowoomba and that was not scary?
Well, the claim was in Toowoomba that it was Australia's most haunted house.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't.
No.
It was disappointing, wasn't it?
The only thing that was really good, Alex, and I don't know if you remember when the person on the radio that was back in 1920 called Byron a
beep.
It was the worst word in the English language.
You remember that?
Yeah, she does. She would have repeated it. 131060, it's time to creep out Fev
for
Friday the 13th on the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Practically royalty, or royalty basically, in the building already.
Yes, Alex.
Alex Favola, Fev's wife. Yes, that is Melbourne's unofficial royal family, the Favolas. And then Tom Parker Bowles, Family Food Fight, premieres Monday, October 30 on Channel 9 at 7:30. Tom Parker Bowles is going to be in the house in the next 15 minutes. So there is lots going on right now, Fev.
Yes, and it's Friday the 13th, so... As Alex pointed out before the break, I get very easily scared. And there was a storm the other night, and all you Melburnians will know. And I literally put the TV on mute, and I was like, oh, my God, that is so scary. Go ring Mia to see if she wants to come up, because we had the two little ones up there, didn't I?
We did. We nearly ended up with the whole family camping in our bedroom.
But it was like a big...
But Mia was like, are you serious?
She goes, are you serious? It's just rain. I'm like, no, seriously, how scary was it?
Well, Mia,
your
almost 18-year-old daughter, Mia, is a lot cooler than you are, so...
Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. Yeah, so we thought 131060, see if you can freak me out with your creepy story on Friday the 13th. We've got Caitlin from Eltham.
Hello. Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very chirpy. Can you sound a bit scarier?
I know. Sorry, no, I'm on the way to work. It's Friday, so I'm a bit happy. So my scary story is my auntie and uncle were cleaning out their cousin's deceased house, and they were taking photos of it to get it ready to sell. When they got the photos developed, they got them back and there was a little girl sitting in each of the windows.
That is creepy.
No, nobody else had ever lived in that house, so we still don't know who that little girl was. It was very freaky. It was horrible.
We are gauging Fev's reaction here, and Alex, being right next to Fev, can gauge some of the visual cues. Did that scare Caitlin, Alex? Did Caitlin's story scare Fev, Alex?
I think it gave a little bit. It scared me.
But the thing is...
Maybe I should show you the photos.
Yeah,
exactly.
See, Caitlin, you're right on the money there. Because I haven't seen the photo. I'm like, good story.
All right, well, Caitlin...
But didn't scare me.
Solid seven.
Yeah, but it didn't scare me.
All right.
Gina from Cheltenham.
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller. This has nothing to do with Friday 13th, but it's also not about me. It's my cousin and her two daughters.
That's so okay. As long as it's scary, it doesn't matter who's involved or what day it was.
It definitely is. So she was laying with her daughter in her bedroom as she was reading her book. Her daughter kept staring at the corner of the windowsill. It has nothing there. And so she was a bit concerned. She said, are you okay? So her daughter pointed at the windowsill in the corner and said, Mummy, that man scares me. And there was nothing there.
That is very creepy. That happened to me when I was a child.
Yeah.
I saw an elderly couple in the corner of our lounge room. And my
mum
said,
not.
I did ask my mum. She said it was really scary when I was about three. I was standing, staring, talking to these people.
Are you still not scared by your own wife?
I'm scared that happen. Alex, mate, you don't have to try and make up stories on the radio, honey. Just go with Byron and I. We're heaps funny.
He won't be scared.
Hayden from Geelong.
So far, not scared of any of them. So Hayden's got to bring us home here. You've got a scare, Fev, Hayden. He's
Alex scared me a little bit there.
He's unscarable.
All right. Good morning, Fox FM family.
Good morning.
Hey, fam.
My story's about a friend of mine. I have a younger son who has a bit of a speech impediment, and I found that he wasn't sleeping well at night. So they had a friend come through who has a bit of psychic ability. She came through, had a feel for the room, and she said, oh, do me a favour, can you just change his sliding mirror and let him use wardrobe? change that to a solid, and it should reduce the temperature of the room. So the kid went to sleep that night, got up in the morning, and in perfect English said to Mum and Dad, "Thanks very much, I don't see them anymore."
Oh!
Whoa, okay, that
Oh,
that,
that is very scary.
That's chilling. That's yeah. done. Surely.
How does that happen?
Oh, that is so creepy.
Yeah, that's very creepy. How does the... Just from a door being changed.
Because yeah. it was the spirits or whatever that was creating this fear, that was creating this speech impediment.
Alex, I get it.
Yeah. We didn't ask them to present a scientific factual manual on why it should scare you.
Oh, but it creeps me out.
Okay, good stuff. So it did creep him out.
That was a good one.
Mission accomplished.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Special guest joins us in studio. The show is Family Food Fight. It premieres Monday, October 30th, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. He's a food writer, a restaurant critic and a television presenter. Tom Parker Bowles is in the studio. Yeah. Welcome, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Now, mate, anything to do with food, you've got my ears pricked up. Now, what's the concept of this show?
This is all about finding Australia's number one food family, and it's about cooking, and it's about all, you know, all you have all lots of Australian families, six families, going against each other to win $100,000, but it's about good food. There's a wonderful Lebanese family, Greek family, Italian, but they're all Aussies, but it's sort of, you know, going back to their roots and finding their culture. You know, home cooking is the cornerstone of all cuisine, so it's good food.
Oh, my God, Italian, Greek, Lebanese. You don't cook.
We should quickly make the point. We should make the point. Alex Favola is in here with Brendan. She's filling in for Fief. So you actually, Tom, you're looking at a family here, and you're here to promote family food fight.
Yes.
So this is a great little tie-in.
Family of cookers, aren't we, Brendan?
No.
Who cooks? You cook.
I cook, yes.
I did cook last night because he's an invalid at the moment, so I've had to take up the cooking chores. But what I wanted to ask you, there's so many cooking shows on at the moment, and they all are very popular. But what makes this show different? How does it differ from the others?
Well, I think we have MasterChef, you have, you know, it's amateur chefs, but really going to incredibly high level. They're like proper, moving towards, you know, sort of hatted restaurant level.
Yes.
MKR seems people just shout at each other a lot.
Yes.
And this is in the middle. I mean, I love MasterChef. I don't really know MKR, but this is about, you know, family food. Everyone wants. Oh, it's about,
yes.
It's about, you know,
okay.
The food that everyone cooks at home.
Yeah.
And it's about eat food that you can cook easily and the stuff we all love.
The really basic stuff, like what Fev cooks. The really simple stuff.
Mate, I brought Byron over. I've got these marinated steaks that I cook.
I've heard about your secret recipe.
Yeah, secret recipe.
And even the UK have heard about it. he's practically a member of the royal family and he's heard of it.
Well, if you want me to cook for the king and queen, I can come over and I can do that. But I will not give you the recipe. I'll have to dish it up. But it says food fight. Do you actually have food fights?
No food fights at all.
Oh, come on. There's no food being thrown.
No food being thrown. And it's not, you know, you'd expect a lot of these television programs, there's a lot of sort of aggression. This is about, you know, families, when you're cooking together,
which
especially with cameras in your face, a time limit, Matt Moran, who's the sort of head judge, breathing down your neck. It's quite high pressure, but
yeah.
it's about finding the best food. It's about good food and it's about families. And it's, you know, of course I'm coming on here to promote the show, but, and I would say, yeah, you know, it was all great, but it was a real joy to do it. Living in Melbourne for 2 months, you know, coming from London. And it was a really good show to do. The families were amazing and the food was genuinely good. And it's not always good on these shows.
No.
This was really good.
Did you have some foods that some of the families cooked up that are just stinkers? No good.
No. This is it. And I like I say, other shows I've been on, there's been some absolute, you know, rubbish
Yuck.
Food. But these families could really cook, whether it was, you know, the Shuruks, the Lebanese family, or the Panayidas, the Greek, the Jabadis, the Italians, all sorts. You know, you just get these wonderful dishes and big, generous, proper food, not mucked around, not fussy food.
The show is Family Food Fight. And obviously, look, we could argue all morning about who the best cook is in the Favola house. That'd just drag on.
It'd be me, obviously, because I cook.
Okay.
But it's also good to have another author in the room. You've published six books, six cookbooks. I've got a couple of books as well, but it's no biggie.
Yeah, ghostwriter wrote
those. I've got a book too.
Yeah, she's.
Oh my God! Would you welcome that? Quick question before we go, Tom Parker Bowles. Obviously, you know, son of Camilla, and you know, part of one of the world's most famous families.
Well, not really. No.
If we may ask, in your extended family, who would be the best cook? I mean, there's a few names in that family that we're very familiar with.
There sure are, but just quickly, I'm a you know, absolute downright commoner. I'm not a part of the royal family.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. My mum's a good cook. I'll give you that. Like I said, my mum, you know, when we were growing up and she wasn't married to my stepdad, she's a good cook. She does classic British food, you know, roasts and, yeah, you know, beautiful. Just no mucked around.
Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah. All that sort of stuff. So she could cook and she still can cook. And in her kitchen, I wouldn't dare go in and
But
and
does cook. She still cook?
Not so much now.
No, possibly not.
Well, and I probably wouldn't have brought up the royal family. We're here to talk about his show.
Sure. No, I apologise for that,
to
Fev. Oh, no.
He would have heard all that crap before.
Oh, yeah. No, Fev
we
always.
To talk about his food fight.
Fev always plays by the book, Tom. He's very straight up and down. Mate, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you
thanks,
for having
mate.
Me.
Thanks, mate. Good luck.
Yes, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Monday, October 30th is the big premiere. 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. It's The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, Alex and Byron, it's not too often stories come across my desk. this one popped up and it caught my eye because the heading was, stick your job up your ass. And worst boss ever. And
wow.
I thought, I might read this to see what it's all about.
I think you've got Google alerts on those two sentences and then you get emails through when they come up.
Yeah, it's amazing how it just comes across your desk when Feet's not here. But anyway, I've highlighted in some green pen just some real topical things
okay.
about this story.
Read it.
And the story's about a white Mercedes that was found at a London train station and a disgruntled employee has gone to the boss's car and written... stick your job up your ass, worst boss ever,
okay.
across his car. He's gone out with a bang and said, stuff you, I don't want to work for you anymore, you're the worst boss, so I'm going to graffiti your beautiful Mercedes. Yeah. Probably don't do it on a Mercedes.
Okay.
But it got me thinking, Byron, 131060, anyone out there that's gone out with a bang? Alex, have you, you're a
I was
This is when it comes to a job,
say,
yeah?
A job,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Byron, Brendan told me a little story about you going out with a bang
oh,
once
not that one.
Time.
Fev. We've already we've said that one once on the show.
Yeah, well, I told Alex when we were having a few
Tell
drinks.
Us again.
I was leaving another radio station, Triple M, many years ago, maybe 10 years ago, to go and live in America with my then wife. And so I
didn't think you were coming back?
I didn't think I was
For
coming
good.
Back. I thought my future was in America. So at a team meeting, I just shared my views on where I thought the station was headed. And I didn't necessarily think it was the right direction. And I may have just said perhaps that the station was making a few mistakes. And then I just sort of flew out the door, never to be seen again. Unfortunately, then was a global financial crisis in America, and I had to ring and beg for my job back.
And you came crawling back.
Crawling back.
Is it true you walked out with both fingers sticking up and said, see you later!
131060, have you got a story for us?
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Come across this story, guys, across my desk that I don't have. Stick your job up your ass.
Okay, maybe say bum now.
Oh, no, well, that's what it says. I'm just reading what's on the piece of paper and I'm on medication, so I can't get in trouble because I'm supposed to have the week off anyway and I'm back early, so...
Stick it. Just generally stick it.
Just
yep.
stick it. This is pretty much the topic of the conversation. An employee's got disgruntled, doesn't like their boss and thought he'd graffiti his beautiful white Mercedes with spray paint saying, worst boss ever, stick it up your bum. And he's gone out with a bang. And we thought 131060, Byron had gone out with a bang with Triple M, told them all to shove it up their bum because he thought he was going to live in America and live happily ever after.
Yeah.
And then he come back with...
fell through.
Yes.
It was an awkward phone call to make from LA to ring the exact guy that I'd insulted and said, hey, mate...
How about
remember?
That?
You don't remember that, no? Because I'd love a job.
Oh, my name's Byron, nice. Not Greg. It was Greg that did that. I've changed it to Byron.
Now we know why. You
yes,
your
we
name.
Do. Nelly from Greenvale.
Good morning, guys.
How did you go out with a bang?
Well, I used to be a medical receptionist for a doctor. So what I did one day was on the same day and the same time, I scheduled about 20 patients and I said, ciao, adios, I'm done.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
See you later.
And I just walked out. See ya, bang.
That's it.
A very crowded waiting room after that.
And how did you feel now when you got in the car? Did you just excitement, joy?
Yeah, I just felt so good. I felt like a legend walking out of there.
I mean, we're not encouraging people to do this, but Nelly did feel fantastic.
Ashley from Keysborough.
Hi.
Good morning. Did you go out with a bang?
I sure did. I had worked a shift and... Well, I got to the end of it and I was fired from my boss, called up my mum in tears, as I do. Anyway, within about 5 minutes, she was running in, came to the security guard and was like, you better come with me because I don't know what I'm going to do. Comes into the store and went nuts.
Okay. Well, your mum did.
Well, hang on.
Yes, my mum went nuts.
Well, we're not physically. I mean, she didn't go too nuts, did she? Because if she did, you shouldn't be on the air at the moment.
No, physically. No. But she did do a lot of yelling and people from the stores.
Yeah, your mum come in and looked after you. That's
exactly.
Yeah, that's sweet. And how'd that all go? Did you get your job back or no?
No, I haven't stepped back in there, and every time they do walk past and they see my mum, they do look a bit scared.
Well, that was the bit where she took out the security guard, which is probably not advisable. We've got another one here. Al, you can take this one.
Richard from Sunshine. Tell us about your...
I went out with a bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
what did you
went over to the Land Cruiser, ripped out the chain, whacked it over the differential, the final drive line, underneath at the back of the car on his four-wheel drive and Navara.
A mechanic.
Are you a mechanic?
No, I'm an operator. Operate machines.
So but, you went to
I wrapped
town
that
on the
up
car.
And I hooked it up to a big heavy bin that goes on the back of trucks. And he went to go home at the end of the day, and it's ripped the whole diff, like his back wheels come out of the car, and it's sat on the ground with no back wheels.
Okay, that's
for everyone else in the car, we don't advise that. And, Richard, that's what you call going out with a bang.
And a criminal offence.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Alex Favola has been filling in. We're having a great time with Alex. I know the team are stoked that Alex is here. I don't know how happy Brendan is about the whole scenario. It's been an interesting one. But look, you did mention, Alex, that you had a... shower scene story to share with everyone.
I don't think it's that kind of story.
Oh, I thought we were going to go into what happened last week. No, okay.
Turn it down.
No. What I was talking to you about before was the injury Brendan's got at the moment. It's obviously, showering has become a bit of an issue. So
he's got plaster on, hasn't he?
He's got a plaster on his foot, and I've had to aid him in the showering and
department, because I need to put a big plastic bag over. You need to put all.
Yeah, so there's quite the preparation, but it was just like, it was terrifying. He was like this frantic psycho, and he was like hopping madly into the shower. He nearly broke the shower screen. He smashed the shower glass door onto the door. He was like a madman, and I just don't know what
we're
going to do.
Because you were yelling at me. You can't get it wet. So you go into the shower. She's
so
like,
we double bagged.
Yeah, you're like, use the crutches in the shower. Crutches are rubber. They slip. Right. I'm going to go bang, bang, get stabbed, probably die. You're going, use the crutches. I'm like, I can't use the crutches. So I had to hop in on one leg.
But he's hopping on a slippery ground. Yeah, he then grabbed hold of the glass shower frame and nearly snapped it in half. It was like wobbling. Okay. It was absolutely terrifying.
I don't mean to pry, and this is a personal question, but where are you? Where is your body positioned, Alex, while all this is happening?
I have my clothes on, Byron.
Oh. Damn. 8:41.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
The lines are open, Fev. Obviously, we welcome those amazing stories on 13, 10, 60. And we take them from all over the building.
We take them from all over the building, all around Melbourne. People ring up and we bear the judge of whether your story is amazing, whether you go to the pub tonight, whether you go to a wedding tomorrow. And you tell that story to your peers because sometimes people can really cook a good story. And we've got one of our DJs in the room, Buzz.
Hello.
Bzz. He's thinks he's got a story. The fact that he said, leave me to the end, it's something to go out on.
I've come in confident.
You've just talked over me, so you might as well go.
Is there anything you'd like to say before I go?
That was amazing.
That was actually outstanding. All right, Buzz, go for it.
All right, here we go. So I was walking back to work. Downstairs, we have a shopping centre. Lady walked out of Coles with two shopping bags. Windy day. There was a receipt at the top of the shopping bag. The receipt blows out of her shopping bags, is kind of flapping around in the air as she walks towards her car. So she doesn't have the receipt. She goes to put her shopping bags in the car, and just as she closes the door, that exact same receipt flies straight into her car.
Oh, it's pretty good. Fev doesn't want me to give it an amazing... Alex! Oh, my God. Alex even put her thumbs down.
It's a little bit...
Shit.
Okay. Try not to ever do that again, Fev.
Mate,
13,
that
10,
story
60.
Was horrific.
No, it's incredible. What are the odds?
Yeah, we'll beat that, Melbourne.
13, 10, 60 is the number. With your amazing stories on the Fox. It's R&B Friday with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Byron.
Glad Buzz got that out now, Byron, because if he goes out tonight for work, drinks after work, he doesn't have to tell everyone else in the whole studio.
We've saved him.
We've literally saved him.
Is it amazing?
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Calls are coming through, 131060. Is your story as amazing as you think? I thought Buzz's was pretty good. It related to a shopping docket floating into the window of a car. It was an extraordinary story, I thought, but it didn't impress our guest judge, Alex Favola, who, she's almost the Simon Cowell of... Is it amazing? You're very hard to impress, Alex, in the absence of Fife. You're filling in?
I am. And Leah?
Yes, it is Leah.
From Werribee. Do you have an amazing story?
Yes, my, at the time, two-year-old daughter, we'd taken her with us to a funeral. We were standing around waiting for the priest to finish. It was a burial. And she shook my leg and said, "Mummy, why is Jesus standing on the hill?"
Ooh,
and I just looked at her. Everybody looked and said, "Never mind, she's here to pick up Madeline." She didn't know the lady. It was a friend of her great-grandmother's, but she didn't know who the lady was, never met her. Yeah, shook my leg, "Mummy, why is Jesus on the hill?" Never mind, he's waiting for Madeline.
It's quite chilling.
On Friday the 13th, that was creepy, chilling, scary, and amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, that is absolutely freaked me out, Byron. Renee from Gisborne.
G'day.
Tell me something amazing, Renee.
All right. It's at least a little bit amazing, I reckon.
Oh, well, hang on. You played it down. At least you weren't like Buzz and played it up.
Okay. It is unbelievable then. So one day I was going to my parents for dinner and my sister was there and she said, "Oh, hi." And she said, "Oh, do you know you've lost an earring?" And I said, "Oh, really? These are my favourite earrings." And she goes,
"Okay, it's a very bad line, but you lost an earring," is what your sister said.
An earring, yep. And she said, "I know exactly where it is." And I said, "What?" And she said, "Well, I was walking through Cole's car park today and I looked down and I thought to myself, oh, someone's lost an earring." And she said, "It's yours." And she said, "Yeah, this afternoon I saw this earring."
That is
so we drove down.
That's
and sure
creepy
enough,
as well.
That's pretty amazing.
We'll pay it, surely. And 100%. Then discuss why it's amazing. Yes,
it's and that amazing. Was your sister.
That was my sister.
Are you twins?
No, we're not twins. She just happened to, I mean, it's of all uncanny. People, to notice this earring on the ground.
Think of the size of the car park. Think of the amount of car parks. Think of the size
think
of the
of all
earring.
The
yeah, it's unbelievable.
Wow, no. I mean, that's possibly phenomenal, which we don't normally give.
Yeah, that is a phenomenal story. Great week, guys. Thank you, Alex, for coming in and filling in for Boxy, because Boxy's sick.
Thank you. It's been so much fun, and I have come to the conclusion that you have the best job in the world. So no more complaining about your work.
Well, because now when you complain, Feb, when you go home and say, "I work was tough today," of course, Alex, you can say...
Yeah, there'll be no.
How
that
easy
is
your
tough
job?
Day in the
so that has absolutely backfired. Of course, Alex has runway room, and there are now 5 runway rooms in Melbourne, which is fantastic.
Yes, we've just opened our 5th store at Eastland, and thank you for the plug, Byron. So get down there, Eastland. We've just opened, and we've got lots of specials on. So thanks so much, guys.
Right. Eastland Shopping Centre. Yes. A few people down here used to work at Eastland.
Yeah, I know.
And we've got Sorrento.
Yeah, Sorrento, Paran, Chadston, and Hampton.
Fantastic.
What have I got? Nothing.
You get a great job.
Some breaking radio industry news as well before we go. And I know there's a big radio conference in Melbourne.
The ACRAs.
The industry are talking about other industry issues. And this one is going to get a lot of people talking. Alex Schnooksy Favola has really impressed executives today from other radio stations.
Yes.
And, you know, I may also be up on the market at the moment. This is a hot new show that's hotly rumoured to be coming soon to a radio near you.
Schnooksy.
What was that?
Schnooksy and Greg.
Schnooksy and Greg
is coming to Smooth, apparently, which is a very exciting.
Amazing. Well, I'm out of contract too. Can I come?
It's 5 to 9. Armory Friday next with Buzz.
Most mornings, Fifi, Fev and Byron are after Jaffles and coffee. If you're after a career in hair and beauty, Chisholm offers world-class hairdressing, beauty and makeup courses. Register for an open night. Chisholm.edu.au. This is TAFE. This is Chisholm.